Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Go Steelers! Go Steelers! Say go Steelers! Go Steelers!
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to this week's episode of the Steelers Outpost Podcast, proud member of Sports Drink Network. This is Nick coming to you from the mobile Houston Outpost, aka Houston Championship City, because we have the college football national championship between Washington and Michigan here, and my job is being a musician. So when we have these huge events in town, I end up playing kind of nonstop. Sleep is for the weak. Sleep is not necessary when the Steelmen are beating the Ravens and the Bengals and the Seahawks and just overall turning into an absolutely dominant team. TJ Watt about to become the play caller, so on and so forth. So I have been forced away from a microphone. I wanted to throw something together here on the run because there's so much going on, and I started recording before my gig. Luckily, I waited until after. It's 12:30 now to hit record because I saw, in my opinion, a rather large piece of news. Adam Schefter has just reported that Mike Tomlin might be considering taking some time off after this year, going and chilling, maybe coming back to coaching, maybe not. It sounds like a Sean Payton sort of thing. And I wouldn't put too much stock into this report if not for the fact that Jay Glazer has also already reported this. And Jay Glazer is pretty plugged in, and I believe that he's pretty close with Mike Tomlin. Like, he's friends with him, and Jay's good with this sort of reporting. It's very interesting to see that. That would be totally out of left field for me. Maybe not totally, given the drama of this season, but I don't see it. Like, I can't see why he would want to, other than the fact that he's been doing this for 17 years with no break. But it just seems like his energy is at an all-time high. I think he's motivated to turn the Steelers around, which is hysterical because, you know, we're not Jaguars fans. We're not Jaguars fans. The playoffs are a given. We're not sitting here overly celebrating the playoffs. I mean, if you're a Jaguars fan, I understand that. You know, you stomp them a terrible towel and we'll throw you a freaking parade if you make the playoffs. But still, we know the difference between the Killer Bees team and the Steelers team. We know the difference between the team that beat Arizona or Cowers team that beat Seattle. I don't know how close this is to the 90s teams, which like made a Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, the game was just so different back then. You could dominate on defense. But regardless, we know there's a high standard for Pittsburgh. And it just seems apparent that Tomlin wants to help turn that around. I think his kids are towards the end of college. I could be wrong. I've lost track of where they're at in that track. But that's a good reason for coaches like Mike, who have had such a long run, to take a break and go be with their family. But I feel like that's almost ending too. So regardless, just some interesting food for thought. You know, I was talking to Dad on the phone before this, and he would be surprised as well if Tomlin wanted to go coach anywhere other than Pittsburgh, where he's got this phenomenal relationship, clearly has a lot of control. Maybe there's something about that behind the scenes that will come out later. Like, maybe this is some example of Omar Khan and Eric Weidel kind of breaking it to him that this is complete speculation by me. Hey, we need to take some more control of this, yada, yada. I have no idea, but, you know, with Tomlin, a guy who will have the pick of any open job for like a 2 to 3 plus year stint. Like, he would be that kind of guy where every offseason there'd be a lot of talk about Mike Tomlin, and he could literally choose which job he wanted to take. He would not be at the mercy of hoping that the year he becomes head coach eligible, hoping that there's actually a good team to coach. You know, you think of poor David Culley, the fall guy, the 1 year head coach for the Houston Texans. You wouldn't have to worry about that. You could get a team like the Chargers where, oh my gosh, there's a team that fired their coach and there's a franchise quarterback already in place. I think I'm interested in this. But at the end of the day, you got to go coach for the Chargers organization, who that organization has had, it's kind of nothing but instability for as long as they've been around. And they're not as volatile as, you know, the Browns or the Jets have been in recent years, Raiders, but they kind of quietly have had a difficult time putting things together. So would you want to go deal with that? You know, look at Sean Payton, the money talked and motivated him to go deal with Denver. Granted, they have new owners, so we don't really know what their tendencies are, but it's just a really interesting theory to ponder. And I actually think that Mike Tomlin could benefit immensely from taking a year off. I honestly am kind of more on the train of I would like to keep him. And I believe that the big mistakes he's made are correctable, given that it's selecting players and coordinators who don't have good resumes, but have sort of relationships to him or the team. And I believe that with Weidel and Kahn, that can be addressed directly. And then little things like, hey, we don't have an analytics department. Okay, well, let's hire one, especially with a guy from the Eagles. We don't have a guy who challenges, you know, from the box. Okay, hire one. Those are all kind of fixable things to me. But regardless, I think he actually could benefit from taking a step back and sort of realizing, oh, yeah, it's 2023, 2024 now. And the game's played a little bit differently. We got to, I don't want to say de-emphasize defense, but actually I do want to say that. I want to say that for sure. It's all about the offense and how you get that done. And maybe it could give him some perspective. And we also have outlined reasons on the podcast of why the Steelers could benefit from a more offensive-focused staff as well and yada yada. I guess I'll put a bow on this topic right now and say I'll be disappointed if that happened. I think that they have enough in place to take another run at this and see where they get. But just a not shocking, but surprising report to see today, right before the Steelmen going to Buffalo to assert their will in the Buffalo Bills in the first round of the playoffs.